Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, mamas, what the fuck is good? What's the tea? What's the juice? My name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. If this is your first time tuning in, go ahead and hit subscribe, turn on them post bell notifications. New episodes drop every Thursday, and it's free to stream wherever you get your podcast, so there's really no excuse. Sound off in the comments, sound off in the reviews. Thank you. Okay. So if you're a visual mama, you would see this precious angel biscuit. You want to say hey? Do you have any words? No? Okay. Well, Miss Biscuit has been taking up most of my time lately. I am a full-time mother in these streets. What can I say? So I did get a new kitten, finally. I know I had mentioned in previous episodes that I've been wanting a kitten, and the universe just works in mysterious ways. So I'll get into that in a second. But first, I just want to start off by saying I do apologize for the disappearance. Okay, I did go MIA for 2 weeks. I needed a little mental health moment, a little break, if you will. So please forgive me for that. Where the fuck is my phone, bitch? Okay, period. But I'm fine. I'm great. I'm gorgeous. But during this 2 week hiatus, I have several life updates and things I want to, you know, talk about, such as Miss Biscuit. That is her name, Miss Biscuit. She be making biscuits on my belly, and it's just so cute and gorgeous. But the story of Biscuit. So that was a whole day. I just want to say, I had went to my doctor, was unfortunately turned away because they don't do walk-ins at 3:30. And I'll get into in a minute why I went, because y'all, that's an embarrassing story of its own. But so I went, I was turned away, and you know, the universe works in mysterious ways. So it was crucial that I show up at that moment to be turned away to head back to the car, because while I'm getting in my car, heading out of the parking lot, I notice there is a car pulled up at like the entrance, almost pulled out into the road. And this guy is like, he snatches this woman up, picks her whole body up. And she's like fighting back, like, let me go. Don't take me. Don't take me. I don't know what the situation was, but it looked very scary. And she was going nuts, and he tossed her body in his back seat and was shoving her legs in. She's like kicking the door open and he's not letting her out. He finally jumps in the car and takes the fuck off. Well, there is hella other people watching this go down, and no one is doing anything. So I chase the fucking car. I fucking go on a fucking high speed chase down where was I at? Peachtree Industrial. For a good 10 minutes, and I'm on the phone with 911. I'm like, hey, there is this car. This is the license plate. I'm telling them every street that I'm passing. I'm following this car. No, like, they're not able to figure out where I'm at. No cops are coming. But then conveniently, I see a cop at an intersection, and I'm like, ma'am, there is a cop over there, 702. hit their line, something, whatever you got to do, let them know I'm in a white Kia Soul and the car is directly in front of me. So finally, she got that cop's attention, and the cop got in front of me, pulled them over, pulled them into a Target, and then like five or six other officers pulled up, and it was just a whole scene. I know some people may be like, oh, you don't know the situation, stay out of other people's business, but on the off chance, which it looked very likely, of this woman's safety being at stake, like, I did what I felt was right, and I would hope that somebody else would do the same for me if they saw something like that going down. So I got up out of there before, you know, that I could figure out what exactly was going on, because last thing I wanted was for me to have the wrong impression and then this person come chase me down, and, you know, just didn't want nothing to do with that. But I did see what I saw. This woman was fighting and she did beg him to let her go. He didn't. He snatched her up. Maybe she was drunk. Maybe he was helping her. I don't fucking know. But he straight up picked her body up. She's punching, fighting back. Let me go. Let me go. He throws her and he forcibly is shutting her foot in the door. So it looked violent, it looked scary, and I hope she's okay. So that happened, right? Well, I had moved out of my Mimi's house back in November, and she was still living there. Well, she recently bought a house. Congratulations, Mimi, poor Miss Ma'am. And she still was like cleaning stuff out of that house. Well, when I moved, I got like the majority of my belongings, but you know, there was just like little knickknacks and things that I didn't really need. And that didn't fit in the U-Haul. So I left, you know, a little bit of stuff. And she had been calling me for days like, Cam, please come and get the rest of your stuff. I got to, you know, turn in the keys soon. So I got all of your stuff right at the door. It's packed up, ready for you to just take it and go. So I'm down the street. My doctor's office is down the street from her house. So I'm like, you know what? I'm already in the area. Let me go get this stuff. Well, for starts, I get in the house and I notice there's this bag. Like, I've taken all the boxes to my car. Then there's this one Goodwill bag. And I'm like, is this her stuff? Is this mine? I open it. It's a fucking douche. A douche. Mimi packed up my douche. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, fuck. This was in my downstairs bathroom. Wow. So Mimi totally got that out from under the sink and put it in the bag for me. I will say, though, that one thankfully was never used. It never was. It was sent to me in like a package of toys and whatnot that I promoted once upon a time, and I never used that one. So fortunately, you know, it was brand new. But yeah, I hope she doesn't know what that is, but something tells me that she does. She does, because Mimi is with the shits. She is. So I am convinced that she does, in fact, know what that was. But anyways, while I'm taking this stuff to my car, I notice all these little kittens running around. And if y'all remember, I used to have like a parking war beef ongoing for years with my neighbor next door. And we got into several beefs. They called the police. I called the police a few times. And it just wasn't cute and gorgeous. And oh my God, I'm sounding like a Karen. Like, bitch, you calling the police all these times? Like, I promise y'all, I promise. I was just petty and I was just returning the favor. They called the police on me a few times for some stupid shit. Anyways, and that's besides the point, okay? So I see these kittens running around in their front yard and I'm like, oh, you know, playing with them. I love kittens. I love cats. Cat mama, what can I say? And while I'm playing with them, the neighbor comes out and is like, take one. They're going to be taken to a kill shelter. And I just could not let that happen. So I did take Miss Biscuit in. She is so gorgeous and I love her, but I have never met a fussier cat ever. Like, this bitch does not like to be fucked with. If she is sleeping, she is dead to the world. I can shake her. I can poke her. She will not budge. She will not open her eyes. But if I pick her up when she's sleeping, she is going nuts. She is screaming and crying and oh my God, they're playing Binks and Biscuit. Y'all are so precious. Oh my God. My heart. My female cat, Miss Duchess Lewinsky, she is not having a good time. She's not acclimating well to Biscuit. None of them were at first. They all were very upset. I guess they're territorial and thought, you know, they were getting replaced. Not the case whatsoever. I love my precious angels all the same. Mommy doesn't have any favorites, okay? But Duchess is just not having it. I don't know if it's the estrogen. She realizes there's another female in the house and that bothers her. But the boys have adjusted. I finally this week have let Biscuit stay out of my room. I was keeping her hostage in my bedroom just so the cats wouldn't fuck her up. But once I realized that the boys were starting to get along with her, I'm like, you know what? Duchess, she might just hiss and like growl if Biscuit comes near her, but she's not gonna like attack her. So yeah, I've been letting her stay out of the room now, and it's just so cute seeing this playful kitten. Like, I think it's great for my other cats too, because I actually weighed my cats for the first time the other day, and Bones, he is 15 fucking pounds. You big chunky boy, you. And Binks is 12 pounds. Like, there are some big kitties, okay? And they don't do much around here. So this little kitten is keeping them in check. They're running laps. They're jumping. They're playing. So maybe they'll lose some weight because y'all are getting obese. And I need y'all to stick around, okay? I see you sticking your ears back. You know I'm talking about you, Bones. But I still love my obese kitty. Anyways, so yeah, I'm gonna go on a break, and then when I come back, I'll tell y'all the story about why I was at the doctor's in the first place. Yeah, so yeah, stay tuned.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right, girls, I'm back. So let's continue these life updates. So the reason I was at the doctor in the first place is because my ass went numb. You heard right. My ass went numb. How? Okay, so I was editing one of my thrift store videos, and I was off an Adderall, and I was sitting on the toilet for a solid 45 minutes. Yeah, don't do that. I do not advise anyone to sit on a toilet for an extended period of time because you might pinch your sciatic nerve. And yeah, that's basically what I did. So I was on the toilet for so fucking long. Wasn't even using the bathroom. I'm just sitting there like I started a job and I needed to finish it, you know? And my ass went numb, and you know, that's happened before, like just like briefly, but like, you know, when I start walking, it would, you know, unnumb itself, if you will. But no, 10 minutes goes by and I'm like, okay, bitch, why is my ass still numb? 20 minutes, an hour goes by, ass still numb. By the end of the night, not only was my ass numb, but it was traveling down my thighs. And then I started getting really scared, and I have anxiety and I am a hypochondriac. So I started just thinking all the worst possibilities. I started Googling, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Okay, bitch, because I started finding forums of like people having similar issues where they sat on a toilet, fell asleep on the toilet. They were drunk one night, woke up and they had permanent nerve damage. So don't do that. Please don't. I do not recommend. Okay. So yeah, the numbness started traveling down my thighs, And by the end of the night, it was in my ankles. So I went to a spa. I was chilling in the hot tub. It like kind of relieved some of that issue. But the next morning I woke up and it was still numb. Luckily, it was like out of my ankles the next morning, but it was still like in my thighs and in my ass. And then the next day it was like mostly just in my ass. And then the day after that, it was like pretty much like all resolved, but still, I had that going on. I also was having like random spouts of vertigo, but I think that had something to do with my blood pressure. I know I've mentioned in the past my blood pressure becoming a problem in the past year, but I've been taking Losartan, and I just checked it a few days, like a week ago, for the first time in a while, and it was actually a little low for the first time ever. It was like 110 over 70, which isn't alarming, but it is significantly lower than where I trend. So I'm going to hope that the vertigo was due to lower blood pressure, because like also if I like stood up too fast, like I was getting very faint, like I was gonna pass out. So I don't fucking know. Am I iron deficient? Do I have low blood pressure now? I don't fucking know. But today I'm going to find out. I'm going to the doctor as soon as I wrap up this episode. And yeah, I'll let you girls know. Lots going on. I'm so sorry. I hope y'all can follow. let's see. So I've also been going to the gym hella hard. I've actually not taken a off day in now a month. And I know some people might say that that's not good. You need rest days in between, but I'll rest when I'm dead, bitch. I'm feeling great about it. Like, I go pretty hard, but I'm not, like, in there overexerting myself by any means. Like, I probably spend a solid 45 minutes working out. I do weight training. I don't really do cardio. I did do cardio for the first time yesterday in months, so I might try to do that again today. But I have just been going so, so hard. And, you know, over the last year, I have been on this transformation journey. And I know like a lot of people have taken notice of the change in my confidence. I get comments all the time that are like, you can tell that you just are a happier person all around. Like, it shows in your confidence. It shows in your body language and the way you talk and everything. And that's very well true. But up until recently, up until this point, I was definitely excited and I was happier because of like I could see the progress happening. I could see my body changing. I could feel my body changing. But it wasn't up until recently where I really started to feel like, damn, I'm hot. Like, I feel hot. Like, I pass a mirror and I'm like, damn. I lift my shirt up and I'm like, oh, bitch, I see like a little definition. Like, I still got, you know, some fat to shred. Don't get me wrong. I'm still not anywhere near finished with my journey, but I'm at least at a point where I am content, where I am fully okay with how I look. Like, I don't feel insecure whatsoever. I mean, of course I want to tighten up and still do better, but I can look in the mirror and think, damn, like, I look good. I look fucking good. So that's exciting, and it's keeping me more motivated to just keep going. So I'm gonna try to keep this streak going of every day, no days off. And yeah. But while we're on the topic of the gym, I want to ask y'all a question. And this is, like, I'm not trying to be funny, but what bathroom, what locker room do y'all think non-binary people or femme gays or people like myself should use? Because a lot of my friends and, you know, guys I've been involved with, they will suggest, like, oh, why don't you go to the women's locker room? Why don't you go to the women's restroom? And sometimes I do go to the women's restroom. Like, the restroom part, like, I don't really care. Like, I'll go to either or. And maybe that sounds problematic. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking care. But I do flip-flop on which bathroom I use depending on how pussy I'm presenting that day. You know, I don't want to go into the men's restroom. I mean, every day I'm womanly and femme, but I definitely don't want to go to the men's restroom when I'm like in a dress and like have hoops in and a full face of makeup and acrylic nails, you know? So those days, especially, I will use the women's restroom. But when it comes to the locker room, I don't feel comfortable going to the women's locker room. I just don't, because, you know, I know how some people are, and I don't want to be changing and somebody be like, oh my God, why is this man in here? They're, you know, like, I just don't want to deal with any of that. But it's not much better in the men's locker room, because there's always somebody looking at me sideways. People will walk in and then they'll see me walking out and they'll like run out and they'll like check the gender plate and they're like, am I in the right bathroom? Yes, bitch, you are. Do I need to pull my cock out for you? Is that what you want? Fuck. But yeah, no, like I always see just, you know, things in the locker room that just like kind of rub me the wrong way. Like the other day I saw this guy, and mind you, I know how people are around me. So I try to get in and get out, but I'm like in a corner. I've got a towel around me. I'm changing. And out of my peripheral, I notice this man take notice of me, and he starts like huffing and puffing. And then he goes to, like he's like kind of behind me changing as well. And I turn around, don't look at him whatsoever. I'm grabbing something out of my gym bag, and he's like doing the most, trying to make sure that he's covered up, like huffing and puffing and like acting like I'm trying to get a peek of what he's got going on. And bitch, it's always the fuggliest motherfuckers who put themselves on these pedestals. Like, bitch, just because I'm queer does not mean I'm into you, does not mean I'm into every guy. And you especially, sir, abso-fucking-lutely, not in a million fucking years could you ever bag a bitch like me. Cis woman, trans woman, non-binary bitch, nothing, bitch. It's just not in the cards for you. To paint you a picture, this man looked like Jabba the Hutt, okay? Just really had no business acting like I would be into him. Like, bitch, you think too highly of yourself, bitch. I didn't even look at you. I didn't even make eye contact with you. In fact, I was doing my due diligence to make it obvious that I did not want to look at you, because I could sense how uncomfortable you were around me and how extra you were being, trying to protect your little fucking pebble pee-pee, bitch. You can't even find that shit. And you're over here worried about me seeing it? Bitch, shower at home. Shower the fuck at home if it's going to be a problem. Yeah, just like a few days ago also, like I'm in the sauna, right? And like there was like a good amount of guys in there. And, you know, I just like stood near like the heater, because nobody was scooting over for me to sit down, which there was enough space in between these guys where some people could have just like inched over and made like a seat for me, but nobody was welcoming me in there, which is fine, whatever. I don't fuck with you bitches anyways. But what was ironic was there was another guy, and he was just like this big buff Terry Crews looking motherfucker, and he comes in and everyone just like moves over, lets him come sit while I'm standing there for a solid 5 or 10 minutes, obviously waiting for somebody to move so I can sit down. And like when I came in there, everyone just like is rolling their eyes, shaking their head, looking down at the ground. And then this random guy, and it was obvious that nobody knew who this man was. Like the people that scooted over, like they weren't familiar, they weren't friends, and they totally made a seat for him, but not me. And like some people might say I'm reaching, they might say I'm being overly dramatic, but like it's the microaggressions. Like, bitch, I can't deal with it. Like, it's so obnoxious to me how people act around queer people, or like when I do vocalize things like this, they'll try to undermine the situation or act like I'm being dramatic or act like it's just not that big of a deal or it's not what it was. But that's exactly what it was. Why else would all these men turn their nose up to me, but then let this other random guy sit beside them? I'm not fucking into you, bitch, because I'm in the sauna with you. I'm using the sauna for the same reason you are. So yeah, what locker room, what bathroom do you feel like people like myself should be using? It's not going to change the fact that I go to the men's, but I'm just curious how people think, because I get mixed reviews. People do tend to tell me, like, why don't you just go to the women's locker room? And, like, I just don't want to deal with that. It's just a whole other situation. But y'all, do y'all see, like, a little muscle? Like, the sliding's not doing me justice. But, oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. I can see, like, a tiny bit. Usually not in the sliding, though. But, like, my arms are, like, they're looking cute and gorgeous. Ooh, bitch. I'm doing 335 yesterday. I made it on the leg press. And yeah, I'm just like feeling so pussy. If only I could get my diet back under control, though, because that's been my biggest issue. But I'm taking whey protein now after my workouts. And I love it. I fucking love it. I'm live, laugh, loving life right now. But on that note, I'm going to go on another break. And yeah, I'll be right back again. All right, girls, I'm back again. Hey, poor. So last night I had posted a snippet of a song I started. And I posted the caption as, "This one's for the bitches from my hometown," kissy face. And it obviously triggered one of those hometown bitches because they replied, "Seems like you've forgotten where you came from. Don't think we have." Bitch, how could I forget scraping for change out the bottom of my silver 1999 Honda Civic hatchback that had a green door and a bullet hole in the back for a fry from McDonald's? I can't count on my fingers and toes 10 times how many times I scraped for change for a singular gallon of gas. 1 gallon of gas. You know how embarrassing that was? Because that's all I could afford from the Marathon Auburn gas station. And bitch, you know exactly the one I'm talking about because you still live down the street from it. Personally, I don't think I'm living lavish enough or have acted in any way to give anybody the impression that I am acting brand new. I mean, I live in a townhouse in Cobb County that's been broken into, but I'm sure these bitches already know that because they be keeping up with my life like the Kardashians. Okay. I drive a 2020 Kia Soul. Okay. I don't have a Tesla, a Bentley, a G-Wagon, nothing lavish. And I still spend most of my days in a thrift store. Some things never change. Okay. So I don't understand why people from my hometown, like, it's just funny to me because I remember just so many people being so nasty to me, and people always clowned on me. People always gave me shit for posting on social media, for making music. I had a lot of people support me, so I don't want to sit here and sound like everybody was just a piece of shit. But when you are queer growing up in a small town with aspirations bigger than that town could imagine, people aren't really nice and friendly, you know? So now I've got shit going on. I mean, I've got a podcast, I have my own house, I have my own car. People don't like to see that. People are hating because they are still living in their parents' basement. And that's no shade because I was living with my Mimi. So it's not like I've been out on my own that long, but still, like, they are living the same redundant life, still doing the same redundant things. And they see me out here doing things and they're like, "Who does this bitch think they are? They're not shit. We're cut from the same cloth. They grew up in this same ain't shit town." Bitch, I moved on with my life. You should do the same. But anyways, I had, like, posted that clip, and I'm really happy with the lyrics so far. I've been working on a lot of music. I know I've been, like, doing a lot of ranting in this episode, but I'm gonna, you know, switch it up a little bit and just rave, you know? The lyrics, the music I have been coming up with lately is amazing. I don't toot my own horn on many things, but I will when it comes to the music I've been making lately. I've always been creative. I've always been, in my opinion, like, good with, like, rhyming and flowing. But listening back to, like, my catalog of music that I've released, like, since the beginning of time, it's not been until like the past maybe 6 months that I'm like, damn, like, but you're really writing some good ass shit. Like, it wasn't bad in the past, but it was, you know, like, it, there just wasn't enough juice there, you know? It was always lacking something, and I could definitely use some improvement. I still can use some improvement, but at least, like, same way where, like, I'm at with my body, where I'm like, damn, bitch, you're looking hot. I'm the same way with my music. I'm listening back, and I get excited. Like, back in the day, I would record, and I'd be like, okay, bitch, you're doing it. But now I'm like, damn, like, this is a hit. Straight up, this is a fucking hit. But, like, the lyrics were, I got my own car, my own crib, pay every bill. Overcompensating is just overkill. Find yourself a hobby, maybe learn a skill, and chill. And that had that bitch pressed like a juice, baby. And I would be too if I clowned on somebody and watched them surpass everything I was capable of doing. I'd be pressed too, bitch. But sorry, sucks to suck. Y'all be keeping up with my every move, and I don't know shit about you. So if you're listening, bitch, just know I don't know shit about you. I don't look at your Facebook posts. I don't give a fuck, okay? But you clearly do a little too much. So find a hobby, find a skill, something, and do something, bitch. Just chill, like, fuck. Anyways, no more ranting for this episode. I want to rave for a second about this purchase I made. And it is a bit of a luxury. It is a kind of, you know, an excessive thing to purchase. I know there's a lot cheaper ones, but I did buy a Theragun. The Theragun Pro. I'm pretty sure this is the one they use in like therapy, you know. It is a, what do they call it? A percussion gun. Bitch, turn on. Oh, technical difficulties. This bitch is so loud. It is moving so fast that you can't even really see it. But I have had so many other guns like this that I bought at TJ Maxx for like $50, $70. Even like I have a friend who has one that was like $200. Does not compare. So if you are thinking about getting a massage gun, if you can afford it, or if you want to save up. The thing is I was tempted to buy one that was like $200, and I was looking at all the reviews, and I was comparing, like, when I go buy an electronic, something that's going to cost me, you know, a pretty penny, I do my due diligence. I read the reviews. I look at the specs. I check everything high and low. I look at Reddit forums. I look at everything. I see the juice, you know, and every single one of the other ones just didn't compare. People were saying they gave out in a month. The warranty didn't do shit. The customer service sucked. Didn't give them a good enough massage. And I, over the past few years, have became a massage mama. Like, I go and get massages quite regularly, and that shit is expensive. I almost throw up every time I get one because I'm like, bitch, you really just spent that on a fucking 45-minute massage. But now I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna bite the bullet and buy this bitch, and I'm gonna massage myself at home. It gets down really deep in my tissues, and also, because I'm going to the gym so much, like, my muscles get so fucking sore sometimes. And this just really relieves the tension. Putting it underneath my feet, oh my God. I had like a muscle spasm for like a 10-minute period after I finished putting it on my foot. And like, that might sound alarming, and me being a hypochondriac, like, you would think that that would have freaked me the fuck out. But it felt so satisfying. And like, when it finally stopped, like, my feet, I could feel like phantom punches from this machine, bitch. Like, it is so good. So if you're thinking about getting one, definitely the Theragun Pro. I'm telling you, bitch, you will not, damn, bitch, can you talk? What am I looking at? You will not regret it. Fuck. I need to go to the doctor and get some Adderall because I'm out of it, and they won't prescribe me anymore until I come back in because they want my coins, okay? And I fucking hate having to go there. It's like 40 minutes away. It's $100-something every time I go, and I have to go every 3 months. Otherwise, they won't prescribe me my medication, and I forgot that it was at the 3-month mark. So today I don't have any. So if I'm sounding a little off, a little slow or whatever, that's why. My brain is just not functioning the way it should be right now, and I'm feeling very tired, and I also want to eat everything in sight, which, you know, I just shouldn't do that. It's just not good for me. So Yeah, Theragun. Yeah. I love it. I'm obsessed, truly. My sister, she stayed with me for the past week, and that's been very cute and gorgeous. I love when she comes over because it's like a little break. She lives with my brother, which my brother is great, and you know, he really took her in when my mother passed away. And like, I round of applause to you, Tay Tay, for taking on that responsibility. He is very much more of a responsible, rational individual in comparison to me, but it is nice to have her over here because, you know, it's a break from her routine over there. We get to hang out, and you know, I do be a little messy, and so I do love when she comes here because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pay you to help me clean up, please. So my house is looking very cute and gorgeous right now. Thank you, Jazzy. I live, laugh, love you. And we're going to have a little family night at my house this weekend. So I'm excited about that. I had one a few months ago. My whole family came. We played board games and Uno and listened to music and you know, just ate good food and just like had a good time. And it's nice to have my own place to be able to facilitate something like that. Like, it just feels good to say like I'm hosting something, you know? So I can't wait for that. Yeah, it's gonna be a good fucking time. And tomorrow I'm gonna see my bestie. We don't get to see each other that often. Ariana, if you're listening, I love you, queen. You know, I moved away. She works a lot, but she's definitely like, I saw this girl like on TikTok the other day talking about like ranking besties and like having your North Star bestie. And that is definitely her. She has been here since the beginning, since the wee early days of Camo. And she has seen so many different phases, so many different eras, so many embarrassing moments. And we're still just, you know, tight as my pussy, you know? But we don't get to see each other. And, you know, I feel like I am a low maintenance friend, and I love low maintenance friends. Tasia is a low maintenance friend. Ariana is a low maintenance friend. My friend Alyssa, a low maintenance friend. Orion, a low maintenance friend. Like, these people, they don't get butthurt when we're not keeping up with each other like every day. We're grown ass adults. Like, I was talking with some of my friends recently, and they have like another friend who is being like so butthurt and so in their feelings because they didn't get updated on like them breaking up with their partner or something like that. It's like, bitch, we are too grown for you to be thinking that I gotta call you with every move I make. Like, this is what happened. This is what's going on. Like, it's exhausting, okay? I'm trying to process things, okay? And you're living your own life. I'm living my own life. So it's nice to have friends who understand that and respect that. And I feel like I have a good group of friends. And I, too, am a low-maintenance friend. Like, if I learn something through the grapevine or I find something way later, like, I don't be like, why didn't you call me first? Like, it's, bitch, we're grown. I don't care. Like, I'm happy to hear about it when I see you. But, like, we could definitely go 3 months without seeing each other, a year even, and pick up right where we left off. And it feels like nothing has changed. So I'm excited for her. She's going to come over tomorrow and stay the night. We're going to go to some parks if the weather allows for it. It's been raining like cats and dogs the past few days, and supposed to rain for the rest of the week in good old Georgia. So I really hope that it lets up for a glorious day in the parks, because I really need to get my steps in, and we just need girl time in the woods. Need to listen to, like, you know, some frequencies and journal and meditate and just hike like we do. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyways, this episode's been all over the place. Just really a bunch of life updates since I did go MIA for 2 weeks. Again, I do apologize for that, but yeah, bitch. Stay tuned for next week. I'll have an episode more planned out. And yeah, let me know if y'all want more of like the chat lines and the prank calls. Because I'm running out of ideas here. Truly, I am. It's hard being a one-man show. I don't have a team who helps me come up with ideas. I don't have anybody telling me what to say. I don't have anybody editing. I don't have anybody doing these things for me. I have to do them myself. And, you know, it is kind of overwhelming sometimes. But, oh, my God. The submarine situation. I just want to talk about that because it's, like, presently happening. That shit is crazy. Y'all, what? Who is spending $250,000 to go visit a tragedy, a fucking tragedy? And now you're joining that tragedy. Like, not to sound insensitive, but, like, it's very likely. Like, y'all have gotten to the point where, like, they're not alive. Rest in peace their soul. But fuck, like, y'all spent $250,000 to go see where people lost their lives. Like, I love the Titanic. I'm fascinated with the Titanic, but I'm not going to pay, not that I could even afford, but even if I could, I'm not paying $250,000 for a fucking little submarine that's being controlled with a Xbox remote control. Like, what? Are you crazy? Clearly. And now they're probably being eaten by sharks. I know that sounds very insensitive and fucked up, but it is what it is. And I do hope that there's some discovery. I do hope that they are able to save them, but is it likely? Probably not. But the fucking stepson, I don't know how factual this is. I did see one of my friends posting about this, and like, it just seemed so unhinged. Like, posting on Facebook, like, at a Blink 182 concert, the stepson of the guy in charge of the show, posting on Facebook at this Blink 182 concert, and like, it's, you know, it's one thing to go, but then you posted it and made it a point. Like, I know it's probably not tasteful to post this, but my family would want me to go see this show. Like, bitch, you're in the midst of a tragedy and you're like, hey, look at me, I'm at a show. And then I think Cardi B, I don't know how, maybe I'm like speaking incorrectly, but I think she like posted something like, bitch, if I'm stranded underwater somewhere, y'all better be at home weeping. And then he went on fucking Twitter and is like, Cardi B, your music is trash, you're in your flop era, blah blah blah. And then like a few minutes later replies to an OnlyFans model and she's like, who wants to have a seat, or who can I have a seat on, or something like that. And he's like, hi, right here. And then a few minutes after that, he's like, please keep my family in your thoughts and prayers. What the fuck is wrong with this man? Unhinged, unfucking hinged. But I do hope that there is some closure to the situation. I do hope that they do make it out alive. But again, it's just not very likely at this point in time. So I guess we're all just going to stay tuned because we're all invested in this. And it's just fucking crazy to me. It's crazy to think about. But anyways, on that note, I'm going to wrap up today's episode. I love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. And I hope you have a beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, hot day. Kisses.